on the record, it's 10 minutes past 1. House Judiciary Committee is in session. Good afternoon, Susan, nice to meet you. In attendance are Representative Lynn, Representative Gruenberg, Representative Ramirez, Representative Dahlstrom, excused, are Gatto and Holmes. We're awaiting Representative Coghill, who is due here from a leadership meeting. We're going to take up two pieces of legislation today, HB 170, we're going to hear for the first time, and HJR 3, which we heard on Monday, and we will come back to shortly. To take us through HB 170 is Tom Wright. Tom, it's so nice to have you before the committee. Welcome.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. For the record, my name is Tom Wright, staff to Speaker Chenault, and I feel like this is my home away from home almost, Mr. Chairman.
Tom, it is. We are so happy to have you here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's greatly appreciated.
And we mean it.
I like you too.
That means a lot coming from Representative Lynn.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Representative Lynn.
But I'm senile, so.
Was that on the record, sir?
That's not on the record.
It's all on the record. Isn't it? It's on the record.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, House Bill 170 repeals the authority that was established for day fines. The legislation establishing day fines was enacted in through House Bill 119 and became law in 1994, effective July 1st, 1994. One of the provisions in the legislation was for the Supreme Court to adopt a day fine plan. As required by the bill, the Supreme Court, they created a committee to establish a fine schedule based on the guidelines of House Bill 119. The committee found several problems in adopting a day fine plan and requested the legislature to introduce a bill to resolve some of those problems. Senate Bill 167 was introduced in 1995 but did not get out of the Senate. With the changes requested by the Supreme Court, the court did not implement the provisions of House Bill 119. Again, what this bill simply does is repeal those provisions. The court has not adopted a day fine schedule, and with so many bills that we pass nowadays, we kind of tend to forget that there are laws on the books that aren't being used right now, and if we can repeal them, it kind of cleans things up a little bit. And that's what House Bill 170 does in a nutshell, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for the bill sponsor? Do we have people that are going to offer testimony?
Mr. Chairman, Doug Woolover from the court system is here, and he can explain, what happened with the committee, some of the problems they found, and go into greater detail than what I could, Mr. Chairman.
Tom, I'm going to be honest with you. There are a few people in this building that the committee likes more than you. Mr. Woolover is one of them.
It's still an honor to be here, Mr. Chairman.
We didn't mean to diminish it or disparage you in any way, but Doug, come on up, Doug.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Gavel was here.
I'm really.
For the record, Doug Woolover, administrative attorney for the Alaska court system. As Tom explained, once the court system put together this committee to try to implement the day fines bill, they did find a number of problems with which misdemeanor crimes are included in the bill and which are excluded. Some crimes are included that were never actually used. Those that were excluded were the ones that most frequently ended up with a person being sent to prison and or jail. And the reason, one of the main reasons behind the bill was to try to reduce prison overcrowding by limiting the number of people who were incarcerated due to misdemeanor convictions. After the court looked through all of the statutes and tried to implement the bill, they realized that most of the people who were sent to prison were not covered by the bill. There were problems in determining a person's income. As if familiar with the bill, the amount you're fined for a misdemeanor offense depended on your gross income. There were problems in determining that gross income, using the schedule that the legislature had imposed. A lot of those fines would have been very, very high. The court was unlikely to impose those when there were other options. There was no availability for treatment to be ordered. The court thought that that was probably an oversight. Anyway, there was a whole host of reasons, and I think the letter is included in your packet, as to why the court wanted some more legislative direction before they imposed it. And since that bill never passed, the statute just sits idle.
Thank you. Are there questions for Mr. Wolliver? No questions, Mr. Wolliver. Is there anybody else who, do we have anybody else who wants to testify on this bill? Thank you very much. Any public testimony? As has been the practice of this committee, just before we move this bill, Amanda, do you want to join us up here? You're welcome to. We have two extra spaces today because Representative Gatto and Representative Holmes have excused absences. Would you like to join us up at the committee table? You're welcome to if you'd like. Okay, come on up. Amanda, you're interning with Representative Gruenberg's office. It's nice to see the room from this side sometimes. Very happy to have you. Amanda is here for the week. Are you on a close-up program or is it a different program?
It's Career Connection.
Career Connection. You're from Anchorage.
Yes.
Right on. We're so happy to have you. All right. So with that, there's no public testimony. Anybody online who wishes to speak to House Bill 170? There is not. We'll close public testimony. We'll bring it back to the committee for discussion. Is there any discussion about this bill? In that case, Representative Dahlstrom, and we've been joined by Representative Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wish to make the motion to move House Bill number 170, version A, with any attached physical note and individual recommendations.
Seeing no objection, HB 170 moves from committee. We'll just take a brief at ease. Back on the record, one of our other favorite people in this building, Representative Crawford, who was my seatmate for 2 years. Very happy to have you here. Representative Crawford, we had HJR 3 was introduced on Monday very successfully, but absent you and Representative Dahlstrom as the prime sponsor, we thought it was more appropriate to wait till you could come back and put your comments about HJR 3 on the record. So we're very happy to have you here today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, sir. And members of the committee, I'm very happy to be here today, and I'm glad that the volcano allowed me to come. HJR 3 is an issue that Representative Dahlstrom and I are very, very passionate about. And this is a committee that fairly knowledgeable about HJR 3. There's nobody here that hasn't heard this before or voted on it. I mean, it's passed the House with a two-thirds majority before. Had numerous hearings, and I could go back into the history of it, but really, Mr. Chairman, I think that the most important thing that I can say is that Alaska really can't afford an extension of gambling into for-profit gambling here, and I'd be glad to start answering questions.
Other questions for the sponsor? Representative Dahlstrom is a co-prime. Do you want to add some comments on the record?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would agree with what Representative Crawford just stated, and he and I have been diligently working on this for the past several years and have enjoyed the support and sponsorship of many other the folks in the committee. I personally believe that a lot of the problems that our state and many other states have comes down to disintegration of families, and gambling is one of those things that is right up there at the top, that every aspect of it just causes disintegration, corruption, crime to rise, all those things. And it's for those reasons that we are passionate about it. Again, as Representative Crawford stated, you've all heard us speak probably ad nauseum about this, but we would respectfully request that you would join us in a positive vote on this to move it out of committee today.
Thank you. Are there questions for the prime sponsors, Representative Lynn?
Is there any difference whatsoever between this and other bills we passed, or resolutions rather we passed, other than the date
Mr. Chairman, this is the bill that we worked out in State Affairs a couple of years ago. This is the one that
word for
just,
word.
Yes, sir.
Very good. And I'd underline the comments that both you and Representative Crawford and Dahlstrom and others have played on is strongly supported.
Mr. Chairman, I think one of the good things about this is it brings not only the legislature to debate gambling issues, which I appreciate, but it'll also bring society generally into it on a couple of accounts. One, to pass a constitutional amendment. Number two, do they want gaming in their area? So I think this is a good way to have the continued discussion about the expansion of gaming in Alaska or gambling. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Crawford, I have a question for you. Because we had a ballot initiative in the last election cycle, just for the record, would you discuss the difference between ballot initiative, which was pro-commission, versus this amendment to the Constitution, which would go in the opposite direction? Just for the record, just can you draw the distinction between those two?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The initiative that was on the ballot really was to take the decision out of the legislature's hands and take it out of the people's hands and put it in the hands of a 5-member commission that could have actually acted with just three members. That's all it took for a quorum. And I think this is such an important issue that it should be visited by not only the legislature, the governor, but also the people of Alaska, and also in the municipalities that would be affected by it. This is an issue that means more democracy. The initiative meant less democracy. It was basically an end run around the legislature, and they were just trying to find a way to get around the legislature because we had blocked it a number of times in the past.
Thank you. Well said. Do we have anybody, any other questions for the sponsor? Do we have anybody scheduled to testify on this bill, on this resolution? No? Okay. Any other questions for the sponsor? All right. Well, it's a closed public testimony. We thank the sponsor very much. Let's bring this back before the committee. Is there any discussion on HJ or 3? The chair to entertain a motion. Thank you very much, Representative Crawford.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wait, would you mind just staying in the picture here so we can get
no.
Stay. You.
Here you go. Punch you in the picture.
No, stay in
no, the picture. No, Harry, you stay.
There
you go.
Nice.
Thank you, Representative.
It's the first time you've ever taken direction.
For you.
From
we want you there because it makes the rest of us look better.
Yes, uh-huh. Chair would entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wish to move House Joint Resolution number 3 with any attached fiscal note, which is 0, and individual recommendations from committee.
Pardon me, and a fiscal note? There is a fiscal note.
Let me rephrase. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wish to move House Joint Resolution number 3 with attached fiscal note and individual recommendations from committee.
Thank you. Seeing no objection, HJR 3 passes from committee. And we are adjourned for the day.
Thank you.